Welcome, Tale Tellers. It's a Friday, and it's pouring down in Australia like crazy. I hope wherever you are, it's warm, cozy, and void of rain. And speaking of the void, today's episode is about dreams. Oh, yes. Now, Jace York, the writer of the Tale Teller series, sent in a story of a dream he's had, and he wanted to hear what I thought of it, and provide my answer to what it could mean. So I'll give it my best shot whilst reading it out. I also wanted to talk about yokai, because seeing as we're talking about dreams, well, let's talk about yokai as well. The yokai in particular that I chose to talk about is relevant. It's called Baku. Now, anyone from Japan, you awesome listeners, let me know if I'm pronouncing it wrong or the right way to pronounce it. But as a Westerner, I read it as Baku, B-A-K-U. So my awesome fans, enjoy your Freaky Friday and the weekend, and I apologize in advance if you can hear the rain. I'll do my best to cut it out. Let's get to it. Hello, my name is Jace. I'm a big fan of SFGT and I co-wrote the Tale Teller series. And I'd like to share one of my dreams with you. I don't have many dreams, but when I do, they're extremely vivid. And sometimes, very creepy. This dream took place where I live. You kinda have to understand the layout of the outside fields to really get a feel of the environment. I live on a farm, you see. And if you look from my backyard, there is a hill going down a gravel road and a hill going back up. And that's where the field that I'm talking about is. In my dream, I was standing outside at night practicing for my martial arts tournament when I looked to the field and see something weird. It was completely black, extremely bony, and hunched over. It did look humanoid, but some kind of humanoid thing. If you've ever seen The Lord of the Rings, think Sméagol but 20 feet tall, standing just a little more upright and pitch black. It was so tall, the horses in the field came up to its knees. At first, I didn't know what to do. So I did what most people would do. I stared at it. But then it turned its head and looked at me. I don't remember how it got up to me. All I remember is all of a sudden, it was a foot away from my face. It had huge eyes with extremely small pupils. It stared into my eyes for a little bit before its pupils began to vibrate faster and faster until they were zooming around its eyes faster than I could process. The more he did this, the louder the noise that sounded like an extremely low bass became louder and louder. But instead of covering my ears, I did something stupid. I kicked it. I don't know why I did this, but I gave it a good, solid, spinning back kick. That's the move where you spin, jump, and, well, kick. You get the idea. It's the one you see in movies. But for some reason, this worked. Landing squarely on the right side of its jaw, it recoiled, got up, and crawled over my house like a spider and disappeared. If anyone would like to give me their translation of what the dream means, please let me know. Even if it's a crazy theory. My goodness, I don't know where to start on this one. So what theory do I have of what it could be? Well, let me think. This also goes out to you, audience, so if you have an idea of what it could mean, let me know. Feel free to write in the comments or email me and I'll relay them directly to Jace. To me, this probably looks like, I'm going to reach out on a limb here, it could be anxiety, it could be a shadow that looms over you, making you anxious, but it didn't seem like you were at all scared. The fact that its eyes were zooming around and vibrating and getting louder and louder, I mean, that could be some sort of feeling of dread. So maybe you're worried about something? To me, this is nothing supernatural, but a dream about maybe something that you're worried about, something that's kind of following you around. With a feeling of being stalked. The fact that it's getting louder and louder means it's just getting worse and worse. But apparently the way to fix this is by kicking its ass. So that could be maybe your own personality saying that's how you deal with the problem. Head on and kicking it squarely in the face. So, you know, which is brilliant. You may have a fear of dread and someone stalking you, and the best way to solve it is by tackling it head on. That is my interpretation. I'd like to hear what you think, Jason. As you know, you can just write in the comments and I'll definitely read it. And now that we've gone through an actual dream, let's talk about a creature that works in that space. It's the Japanese yokai spirit called a baku. So firstly, what is a yokai? So a yokai, in my understanding, and through a little bit of research, is essentially the Japanese version of a demon or a spirit. Now, I don't think all of them are evil. At least, it depends on the perspective of the person reading it as well as who's writing it. So, safe to say that there are a lot of interpretations of what a yokai is, but most agree that it's a spirit or demon-like entity. So, now that we know what a yokai is at a very basic level, and I will retouch on yokai in future episodes explaining in way more detail about the history and origin of what a yokai is, or what yokais are, but for now this will do for the baku episode, let's delve headfirst into what the baku is, a little bit about its history, and what it can do. The baku are Japanese supernatural beings that devour dreams and nightmares. According to legend, they were created by the spare pieces that were left over when the gods finished creating all other animals. The traditional Japanese nightmare devouring baku originates in Chinese folklore and was familiar in Japan as early as the Muromachi period, 14th to 15th century. Other folklorists had described the dream-eating abilities attributed to the traditional baku and relates them to other preventatives against nightmares such as amulets, sigils, or protective talismans. And there is a traditional 1957 paper, from what I can tell, a newspaper that describes the dream-devouring capacity of the traditional baku. Interesting how mythology creeps into reality. And I guess at that time, mythology was reality. An early 17th century Japanese manuscript, the Sankai Ibutsu, describes the baku as a shy, Chinese mythical chimera with an elephant's trunk, rhinoceros's eyes, an ox tail, and tiger paws, which protected against pestilence and evil. And initially, the idea that baku eats and drinks dreams was not initially a power it possessed. Now, in 1791, there was a Japanese woodblock illustration that specifically talked about dream-destroying baku. The baku is depicted as an elephant's head, tusks and trunks with horns and tiger's claws, as mentioned. Now, not only were they seen in the Japanese woodblock prints, but also in shrines and temples, and netsuke carvings. And netsuke carvings are essentially just kind of small statues, miniatures, carved out of various different kinds of material. And to add to this, right, it was the Tang period book, Six Stories of the Tang Dynasty, that also tells of sacred animals called the Bakuki that eats dreams. It is likely that these two were merged into a single legend to create the baku we know now. Writings in the Meiji period, which would be around 1902, describe the baku legend as a protector of dreams and a spirit guardian. So despite being called a devourer of dreams, the baku are actually seen as good spirits. To me, the code name of devourer of spirits is what sends me down the path of thinking it's evil and dangerous and nasty. So what does the baku actually do? Well, really, it's a creature that devours bad dreams. It's said that when a person goes to bed, they can call out to it. That's right, it comes when called. For example, there are stories about children that if they're having a nightmare, calling out, "Baku-san, come eat my dream," three times, the baku will devour their bad dream, allowing the child to go back to sleep peacefully. The baku can also be summoned for protection from bad dreams prior to falling asleep at night. But there is a catch. Isn't there always, folks? Calling out to the baku must be done sparingly. Now here is where the baku takes on a more sinister presence. If the spirit comes to devour your dream and is left hungry after eating a nightmare, it may also devour your hopes and desires as well, leaving people to live an empty life as a husk of a person. To this day, it remains common for Japanese children to keep a baku talisman at their bedside. Now, believe it or not, the baku have changed over the centuries. and were written in legends to be sought after for their skins, specifically in the oldest Chinese legends. The Baku were hunted for their pelts due to the nature of the creature and the power that it possessed. So what would they get from hunting their skins? Why would they go out and hunt these powerful dream creatures? It was said that using a blanket made from a Baku would be a protective sigil or talisman to fight off illness and evil spirits. So there's that link between death, dreams, the future, all wrapped up nicely in the Baku package. Now, due to a lack of actual Baku pelt, imagery and artwork were used as protective tools to capture some of the essence of what the Baku pelt would have possessed. So really, creating a sigil or a painting or a pillow in the shape of a Baku was enough to conjure up the essence and power that the Baku possessed in warding off evil. During the Muromachi period, which is 1337 to 1573 in Japan, it became popular for people on their deathbed to hold an image of the Baku as a talisman against evil spirits. So looping back to Jace York's dream, well, next time, buddy, when you go to sleep, and if this dream is reoccurring and haunting you, why not call out to the Baku? You never know. It might be exactly what you need, mate. Now, this bit of information is really towards Jace York particularly, and any of you Pokemon fans out there. A good example of what the Baku would look like, modernized, in the Pokemon universe, would be the Pokemon creature Drowsy. No joke, there has to be a mythological inspiration from the Baku for the Pokemon Drowsy, since, you know, it's a Japanese show. So, I hope you enjoyed this one, Jace, and hopefully I answered your dream adequately. And thank you, you awesome listeners. I hope you learned something a little bit different. Also, if you have time as well, visit me on YouTube. If you have pals who say, well, mate, I don't listen to podcasts, that's okay. You can find me and look me up on YouTube. Go figure, as Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales, or SFGT even. And that's another way that people can reach out to me. So be safe, stay creepy, and feel free to email me with your own requests and stories, and your answers to Jace York's dream. What do you think it could mean? Feel free to email me. And have yourself a fantastic weekend. But before your weekend starts, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you tale tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.